thought all they inscribed were the names of their kings.
One rabbit, two rabbit, three rabbit.
One rabbit, two rabbit, three rabbit. Letter angel. One letter, five letter, six letter angel.
This will mean your doctorate.
I thought they had nothing to say. Now that I understand them, they won't shut up.
The doctor is in?
I'm plunging in to the mind of the Maya.
What kind of doctor are you? You should be out on the golf course trapped in sand.
I'm peering in their pyramids.
Heal thyself, Doc.
It says here, the universe seeks to be conscious by breaking itself up into sentient beings and trying to piece together what it actually is.
They've unlocked the secrets of the Maya? What a magical opportunity for us, Mr. Disner.
We're downloading their civilization now. What a cartoon!
We'll turn Chiapas into Chiapets. Maya land, we'll call it.
We'll make pyramids of pesos.
Pinata's a prophet.
Ouch.
Mickey and Minnie will dance on those pyramids.
What kind of rides can we have?
A bobsled down the pyramids.
Just escaping the jaws of a jaguar.
The executioner's knife.
Non-stop thrills.
With the pyramids tumbling down behind you in the instant of your escape.
An e-ride.
Better than email.
Escape extinction, unlike the Maya.
Let us show you how.
The Maya will love working for us. They'll wear the cutest costumes. Their gods will come back to life with a flick of a switch.
We'll own the corn god and make a killing on corn futures.
Mint our own money. In corn we trust.
Maybe he'll cure my corns.
Let's make her a she-god. Much better for marketing.
Disner Uber Alice, Mr. Disner's office. No, I'm sorry. Mr. Disner can't speak with you now. He's busy imagineering.
I wish I could see the past.
Well, you can. Just look in the sky.
Where?
In the stars. You're not seeing them as they are now. You're watching them shine long ago.
We were studying the Maya in school today.
Oh?
There's a girl in class named Maya.
I'm Maya.
I just thought it was a girl's name.
The Indian idea that reality is an illusion in both Hinduism and Buddhism.
No, the civilization that disappeared in Mexico 1,000 years ago.
Oh, those Maya.
We saw a film today about the Maya. An archaeologist was teaching today's Mayan children how to read their old language again.
A useful skill.
What the movie didn't say was what happened to the Maya.
It is a mystery. The Neanderthal, the Maya, the dinosaurs, all gone. We don't really know why. Spanish swords, asteroids, measles with civil war all get the job done, and they're gone, except in our museums, where they can make us dream they're among us still.
So, there is no death, Daddy? Just mummies?
Right. If we can ensure our dusty future stays in our own shapes, we become our own statues.
We'll live longer than stones, longer than the grains of time.
Not unless we eat something. Mom's hanging out with friends tonight, so we'll have to cook something for ourselves. You want to give me a hand?
How about a foot? When the Spanish conquered the Maya, they burned all the Mayan books.
All that knowledge burned, like the suns the Maya studied for so long.
What did we lose when we lost those books? That voice?
But it's not gone.
It disappeared forever.
Forever isn't linear.
I thought you said in the movie you saw the Maya were relearning how to read their old language. It's coming back.
Our words have not been read for centuries, but you can read them now. Why is that? A gift from our gods? Proof of our belief that time is cyclical? All that is buried will rise again. The sun sinks into the blackest tomb, only to return tomorrow. Why not the Maya?
Are we out of ketchup?
It's gone, like the Maya. But we can get more.
I had a dream about pyramids.
Yes, studying them will do that.
I was running across the field at school. I had to go home to see this baby. As I was running, the field started slanting upwards, and then I just flew off into the sky, and I kept running and drifting higher and higher, and still running past this baby.
Maybe that's the whole idea of pyramids. You keep running until you're running into the sky.
Some pyramids lead to the heart of the sun. Others just lead to exhaustion. The stars exult in being observed. Clothed am I in the skins of days.
Imagine a Mayan girl my age listening to her father tell her stories.
There are always people telling stories.
And stories telling people.
Father, I dreamt there were no more jaguars.
A jaguar gave you that dream.
But why?
So you'd forget about jaguars, be unaware of them, leave them free. Then they'd come and snatch you up for not being aware. Always be aware. The jaguar is always aware. Stones are always aware. You must be too.
I can't be aware when I'm asleep.
Your dreams will be aware for you. Pay attention.
It says here, God sleeps in stone, God grows in plants, God moves in animals, God thinks in humans.
So the spark you see when you strike two stones together is God waking.
We were studying the Popol Vuh in school today.
Ah, the Mayan Bible.
At first, I found it very scary. All these gods killing each other in terrible ways. But then the teacher told us they were just stories to help the Maya know what stars and planets were in the sky and how they moved. They needed to know this so they could know when to plant corn and other things they needed to eat. Also, stories about how animals got their characteristics.
Your basic creation story, then.
Whatever might be is simply not there. Only murmurs, ripples in the dark, in the night. Only the maker, modeler alone, sovereign plumed serpent. The bearers, begetters are in the water, a glittering light. They are there. They are enclosed in quetzal feathers, in blue-green.
Gods need people to appreciate them, to make sacrifices of them.
God said to Abraham, kill me a son. Abe said, man, you must be putting me on, quoth the prophet Dylan.
You know how they offered sacrifices?
Bloodletting, wasn't it?
That is so gross.
The loss of blood was supposed to make them hallucinate the presence of the gods.
So, women are in the presence of the gods every month?
Hallucinations are illegal. We'll have to ban bleeding.
They had some amazing architecture. Not just pyramids and temples, but lighthouses.
How will we find our way home? It's too dark to see anything.
You see that light? We just follow it home.
Someone put a light in that tower to guide us home?
We are guided by the gods in the sky, the gods in our eyes.
Clever gods.
By following them, we have built a great civilization.
Not so great anymore. Why are we always hungry?
We must be doing something wrong. The sky gods have always blessed us before.
Maybe we're following the wrong gods now. Maybe the gods of death are signaling us to join them.
Don't say such things.
Just follow them blindly?
Maybe we're better off in darkness.
There's too much darkness now.
I can read the writing on the pyramid.
It's good you've learned to read.
No, I meant I can read the writing from here.
From here? That's impossible.
On this day, 3 rabbits became king.
You really can read it. You must never tell anyone you can do that.
Don't tell anyone I can read?
No, don't tell anyone you can read from so far away.
Why not? Isn't it something to be proud of?
People will think you're a witch.
But I'm not a witch.
Then don't give people any reason to suspect you. Be like everyone else.
That's no fun.
The gods will be jealous of you. There are some powers they want to save for themselves.
They don't sound like very powerful gods.
Don't say that. They hear everything.
Maybe their hearing is as bad as their eyesight.
Don't think those thoughts, daughter.
All right, father. I'll try not to.
Daughter.
Yes, father?
You have been chosen by the God of Time.
For what, father?
To be sacrificed, to save us all.
I don't want to die.
I would die in your place, but the gods want you.
Can't you keep me alive?
I wish I could.
Our ancestors tricked the gods of death into abandoning human sacrifices. What's wrong with us?
We've run out of tricks.
So they sacrificed themselves to the God of Time, to escape time.
That doesn't make any sense.
Can I live in the four-cornered world and imagine another where I am third of impossible wind?
Leaf of an undreamt tree?
Look at the Disner website. They're planning to open Maya land. You can ride down a pyramid and into Maya history.
That doesn't sound fun.
You tell him.
Gazing into my great crystal skull, I see a free fall in Disner share prices.
This is the Hour of the Jaguar. Feel her spots of light upon you. See with her eyes from that dark well. See the Mayan pyramids, islands of time in a sea of eternal green. 65 million years ago, something landed in the Bay of Yucatan. The dinosaurs left the stage to make way for the Maya, who never, stop giving thanks. Images of the gods emerge from carved stone. What stone wants to be doesn't want to be formless. It wants to look like a god and tell us something we need, to inspire us with its vast beauty, to mirror the beauty in us all. Rainbows around the sun, rainbows around the ocean. Rainbows connect islands which glow with their touch.
Step lightly on those stone sentries. The Maya lords sacrificed the unlucky and shed their own blood to bring one more good season from their gods.
I don't think their heart is into this.
Imagineering on empty.
Maya light.
Darkened days.
Grow enough corn to feed a few. Let the burden of those pyramids pass to other brothers in time. We are out of that box. The pyramids no longer entomb our possibilities. We have living children, not gods carved in rock.
Kukla Khan is returning. See him ride into the sky.
I see only my own death, endlessly in the darkness. They used Venus as their god of war. Its rising gave the signal to attack.
Stop on the green light, zoom on the red.
Do not be afraid.
You get to say that. I get to die.
The jaguar disappears with the dream.
Death disappears with death. Easy for you to say. Imagine a girl in a distant time, 1,000 years from now, talking to her father. Are they telling the same tales? Are they living in the same boxes? Are the time gods thirsty for her blood?
It says here, the heretic king Third Rabbit was an exile in his own hour. No sacred time would admit him. Minutes stopped and went around him.
That's impossible, Daddy.
Of course it is, if you don't believe in it. If you do, there it is.
This is the realm we've been thrust into, from which we'll eventually depart. We are temporary exiles from non-life in a box called life.
I'd rather have some temporary eternity.
Their cycles are like boxes of time within other boxes, within other boxes. The Venus cycle within the solar cycle, as love is within its possibility.
Like those Russian dolls. Outside of the Maya, there are so many other cultures. Do they all have different boxes, different gods, different times? Our time god must be for all time, but perhaps others live outside this realm. Will my head roll into some other realm? Won't the god of our time be angry?
Brother.
Brother, you've recovered enough to see a ball game.
Couldn't miss it.
Still taking bets?
The ball is never still.
Uncle, have you learned your lesson?
Certainly, beloved niece.
No more counterfeit cacao beans?
You can trust me.
About as far as I can throw you.
Ouch.
Hey, that was a great shot.
I've got real cacao riding on him. He better do something great.
If it were my head instead of the ball, would it still be a great shot?
Check this out. They've got a site where you can play the Mayan ball game.
Looks like soccer. Oh, you can play the game online.
And if you lose, you get to stay alive. They were the greatest astronomers before the age of computers. How could they so accurately compute and not escape extinction?
Perhaps they just computed the wrong things.
It seems they warred against their environment and lost.
You can't obliterate nature, only your respect for it. Sacrifices in the ball game assure life for us all.
My death means you and Mother will live?
All of us will.
You believe that?
I don't have a choice.
And if instead of this ceremony, I ran into the jungle and got eaten by a jaguar, wouldn't the gods of time be just as happy? My death has to be public, not in secret alone, known only by the god of time instead of curious mortals. If instead I were devoured by ants, would only the god of time save my soul? I die for the god of time to live on?
Yes.
You know what comes after death?
No one does.
Only this fragile god. How odd.
We can only believe. We can't know. Only gods can know.
Gods you construct. Why not construct a god happy to keep me alive?
If only I could.
You are imprisoned in your beliefs? Then set yourself free.
You can escape. I'm stuck in this box forever.
If I don't die, and the God of Time does, we're all out of this box. We all escape.
If only I could believe that.
And what if my blood doesn't reset time? Your daughter dies for nothing.
I take that chance not by choice.
By what then?
The need to believe that our whole worldview is right.
If it were not, why would you need my sacrifice? A healthy Maya world would need my weaving, not my death. What are the Maya anyway, except a step behind my death?
I don't know what to know.
You can swim in that sea of ignorance.
I can drown in it, too.
I lose my life for a loosely held belief? What proof do you have that we live again? Where is the fish I ate yesterday? Reborn in the river for me to eat again?
There will always be mystery. If we knew everything, we'd be gods. Let's be thankful that we're not.
The rainbow looks like a great wheel in the sky. Is that an omen that today is a good day to die?
What's a wheel?
You know what wheels are.
Yes, I do. There are no wheels.
The visible sun is not the real sun.
What's the matter?
I just had a horrible dream.
What was it?
I was a young Maya girl, sacrificed to the god of time to keep time from ending, only it didn't work, and time ended anyway.
But you live on. The Maya have other dreams.
They can keep them. I don't want to know about them.
Perhaps our ancestors were given a choice, death or knowledge. They chose death. Knowledge was far too painful.
I've just returned from Mexico, boss.
Any problems?
I'll say. They have bugs down there the size of cats. The mouse won't like that at all. So that's what happened to the Maya. The bugs ate them.
Okay, put the Maya back in their box. We'll co-opt some other culture.
How about 101 Afghans?
Mr. Disner's office. Yes, Mr. Disner can imagine you now.
Who are you?
I'm your daughter.
But you're my age.
To the nanosecond.
So you're visiting from the future?
From a place where there is no past, present, or future.
How can you be the same age as me?
Imagination is a curious thing.
You always were curious, but what are you doing here?
You summoned me.
How did I do that?
Love lives on endlessly, in dream and memory, endlessly accessible, endlessly renewable, in which the past, present, and future are one. Love is a wave we ride through time and outside of it. It is the only way we get outside of time, but it is more than enough.
You surf? I don't even like to get wet.
Yet you live in a city where it rains all the time.
A paradox from which life emerges and to which it returns. From which language has emerged to make sense of that strangeness. Like the first creature crawling out of the ocean onto land. Not out of choice, but out of necessity.
Isn't evolution fun?
You're here to show me that life goes on?
Something like that.
Even after they stopped carving the calendars?
I'm here to tell you to go back to sleep. Count some sheep. Or...
There's nothing here. No death, no dust, no time.
Fat old men and jaguar women laugh at us from ancient stones.
Jaguar is not time personified. In no box lives the Lord of Time.
The joke doesn't go away. We do.
Sleep well, Tutankhamun. Sleep well,
no,
Tutankhamun.
No, you don't stress the well, you stress... It comes up
sleep well, Tutankhamun.
No, sleep well, Tutankhamun.
Sleep well, Tutankhamun.
That's right, okay.
Sleep well, Tutankhamun.
What? I'm back in Egypt with King Tut? Where are the Maya? These are the wrong pyramids. You're not King Tut's priestess.
I'm still your daughter.
You're 80 years old or something.
I used to be. I used to dance when I was 80. I can barely get off the couch now, but I can still come and bother you.
How can a 50-year-old man have a daughter twice my age?
Get out of that box of time already. People hate being in boxes, you know. That's why there are all these ghosts running around, scaring people. You put people in boxes. What do you think they'll do?
How do I live?
Don't analyze it. Just do it. Get up and dance while you still can.
I hate dancing.
Got any hip-hop music? Oh, my hip.
So off you dance?
Our imagination sustains us.
How do I know you are nothing but my imagining?
What's imagination for?
Waking dreams?
We are time's dream.
You're right. Eternal wheels bring you back to me.
Rolling on into somewhere, Daddy. Time is old, but I am new.